seeds get divided between the investors and the founder, investor will first take out 1x of the investment amount, which is 5 crores. Now, the remaining proceeds are 50 crores minus 5 crores, which is 45 crores. From this 45 crores, investor will take a pro rata share, which is 30%. So 30% of 45 crores is 13.5 crores. The total amount that the investor will take will be 5 crores plus 13.5 crores, which is 18.5 crores. The founder, on the other hand, will take the remaining amount, which is 50 crores minus 18.5 crores. Founder's share will be 31.5 crores. This is how liquidation preference clause works. Right of first refusal and tag along right. The next set of clauses are right of first refusal or ROFR and the tag along right. ROFR is very simple clause that suggests if the founder wants to sell his personal shareholding, then he should first come to the investor and offer it. Only if the investor refuses, the founder can go out and find a buyer. Now, in case the founder finds a buyer for his shares, the investor tags along, which means for every one share that the founder is selling, an investor's one share has to be also sold. Tag along right is to ensure that the founders don't sell out, leaving behind the investors in the company with new shareholding. However, what if the founders have to sell shares due to some emergency or to capture some value by liquidating a part of their stock? In this case, always remember to carve out a small shareholding, say 5%, on which the tag along clause will not kick in. When founders decide to sell beyond this threshold,